The story of God talking to Samuel from the Bible. The boy Samuel was Eli's helper and served the Lord with him. At that time, the Lord did not speak directly to people very often. There were very few visions.
Eli's eyes were getting so weak that he was almost blind. One night, he went to his room to go to bed. The special lamp in the temple was still burning, so Samuel lay down in the temple near where the holy box was. The Lord called Samuel, and Samuel answered, "Here I am." Samuel thought Eli was calling him, so he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me?"
But Eli said, "I didn't call you, go back to bed."
So Samuel went back to bed. Again the Lord called, "Samuel." Again Samuel ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me?"
Eli said, "I didn't call you, go back to bed."
Samuel did not yet know the Lord because the Lord had not spoken directly to him before.
The Lord called Samuel the third time. Again, Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me."
Finally, Eli understood that the Lord was calling the boy. Eli told Samuel, "Go to bed, and if he calls you again, say, 'Speak, Lord, I am your servant, and I am listening.'"
So Samuel went back to bed. The Lord came and stood there. He called as he did before, saying, "Samuel, Samuel."
Samuel said, "Speak, I am your servant, and I'm listening."
The Lord said to Samuel, "I will soon do things in Israel that will shock anyone who hears about them. I will do everything I said I would do against Eli and his family, everything from the beginning to the end. I told Eli I would punish his family forever. I will do this because Eli knew his sons were saying and doing bad things against God, but he failed to control them."
Eli asked, "What did the Lord say to you? Don't hide it from me. God will punish you if you hide anything from that message that he spoke to you."
So Samuel told Eli everything. He didn't hide anything from Eli.
Eli said, "He is the Lord. Let him do whatever he thinks is right."
The Lord was with Samuel while he grew up, and he didn't let any of Samuel's messages prove false. That's the story of God talking to Samuel from the Bible.